AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Goldman Sachs keeps its 16-week trend signal, while capital markets breadth sits at 30%. GS slipped 0.4% in a light volume week, but the broader setup remains constructive. Price is 12.7% above its weekly trend line, and the stock has gained 15.4% over 12 weeks, despite weak industry breadth. Research brief. Goldman Sachs closed at $1,061, 8.0% below its 52-week high, with a balanced ShareMaestro read that combines a durable weekly trend, positive market dynamics and relative strength, thinner participation and a wide premium to fair value. Key points. 1. Latest close was $1,061, down 0.4% for the week, but up 4.1% over 4 weeks and 15.4% over 12 weeks. 2. The trend backdrop remains active, with a 16-week active streak and 49 active weeks in the past 52, equal to 94.2% trend breadth for the stock. 3. GS is 12.7% above its 941.7 weekly trend line and 77.0% above ShareMaestro fair value of 599.7, leaving valuation distance as a key risk check. 4. Volume was 8.2 million shares, only 0.8x the 13-week average of 10.1 million, and also 0.8x the 52-week average, so confirmation was limited. 5. Industry context is mixed. U.S. capital markets breadth is weak, with only 29.8% active trend readings and 19.0% positive relative strength, while GS retains positive readings on both. Price action stays constructive, but the week was not forceful. Goldman Sachs ended the week of 24 July at $1,061, easing 0.4% after a strong prior run. The pause did not break the medium-term profile. GS remains up 4.1% over 4 weeks, 15.4% over 12 weeks, and 48.5% over the past year. The close sits at 80.4% of its 52-week range, with an 8.0% gap below the 1,154 high and substantial distance above the 680.5 low. The weekly trend signal remains active, with a 16-week active streak and 49 active weeks across the past 52. Price is 12.7% above the 941.7 trend line, keeping the weekly regime constructive, but the 599.7 fair value read places the stock at a 77.0% premium to the model. That premium is evidence of persistent demand, but it also raises the threshold for fresh upside confirmation. Sector support is broader than industry support. Within U.S. financial services, Goldman's short-term profile is solid rather than dominant. The sector was essentially flat on the week, averaged a 5.2% 4-week gain and an 8.3% 12-week gain. GS lagged the sector slightly over 4 weeks at 4.1%, but its 15.4% 12-week return was well ahead of the group. Sector breadth is supportive, with 58.0% active trend readings, 88.0% positive market dynamics, and 52.0% positive relative strength. The capital markets industry is less forgiving. Industry averages show a small 0.1% weekly gain, but a 4.9% 4-week loss, and a 5.4% 12-week decline. Breadth is thin, with only 29.8% active trend readings, 47.6% positive market dynamics, and 19.0% positive relative strength. Against that backdrop, GS ranks relatively well over 4 and 12 weeks inside its industry, supported by active trend, positive market dynamics, and positive relative strength readings. Market dynamics are positive, though pressure has cooled. ShareMaestro's market dynamics remain positive, with activity pressure at 0.62, and next week expectancy positive at 62.76%. Relative strength is also positive, at 13.08, and the 4-week change in relative strength is positive at 8.8%. That keeps the opportunity evidence intact, especially given the stock's position above trend and its strong 12-week return. The caution is that activity pressure has fallen 49.1% over 4 weeks, moving from stronger June readings to a less urgent July profile. The signal set is therefore balanced rather than aggressive. Trend backdrop is active. Price versus trend is positive, but activity pressure shows no fresh buy signal, and volume is neutral. Participation and risk define the next test. Volume was the main missing piece. GS traded 8.2 million shares in the latest week, below the 13-week average of 10.1 million, and the 52-week average of 10.2 million. The prior week's 13.0 million share participation helped validate the move into the current range, but the latest 0.8x volume ratio leaves the small weekly decline looking more like a pause than a decisive institutional shift. Risk is moderate, but not absent. 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.8%, below the 52-week base of 3.1%, and the 52-week up-down split is favorable at 34 positive weeks versus 18 negative weeks. Average positive weeks have been 2.6% against average negative weeks of 2.5%, a fairly balanced skew. The watchlist now centers on whether GS can hold above the $941.7 trend line, rebuild activity pressure, and attract stronger participation. A move in volume above 1.5 times average would be a clearer sign that the next leg has broader sponsorship. Failure to improve pressure while the stock remains 77.0% above fair value would keep reversal risk in view. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.